Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed Bouchette, our friend, is on the hotline. Steelers Insider, PG beat writer for the Steelers. And Ed, I'd be a radio fool if I didn't pay off my tees. I said, it sparks the reality that could be me. They could do that to me next year or whenever. Who knows? And I didn't say whose quote that was, but I said that you know who it is.
Yeah, in light of what's going on with Eli Manning, I talked to Ben Roethlisberger today, and he told me that, Chris. Now, he did qualify it. He said he doesn't think the Steelers would ever do that.
Isn't the big difference, too, is that the Steelers and Giants appear to be worlds apart, even in the world of the NFL where things can change quickly as far as each franchise's current outlook on their roster? And Ben's play has actually upticked in recent weeks to the best he's been all year.
Yeah, I mean, there's more concern probably that Ben will retire than that the Steelers will retire him. He's still playing at a very high level, I think. And, Eli is 1 year older. He turns 37 in January. Ben will turn 36 in March. Eli has no weapons. The line is terrible. You know, he lost Odell Beckham. He has no receivers. And the record is 2-9. So they are going the opposite way. The kind of strange thing is they're turning to Geno Smith instead of the rookie. They have a rookie quarterback they draft in the third round. You think if you're going to look at somebody, you've seen Geno.
I believe that might be a tanking strategy, Ed.
John Mara apparently got really upset when somebody asked about that. But maybe.
Valdoff protests too much.
Yeah, probably. I don't know that you help yourself winning going from Eli Manning to Geno Smith.
I would agree. By the way, Ben has, 2 years left after this year, correct?
19, yes.
I look at him, Ed, and almost even if he were to win the Super Bowl this year and there could be the old cowboy could ride off into the sunset a la his idol John Elway, it seems like a lot of money. Even for a guy that's made a lot, seems like a lot of money to leave on the table by just saying, I'm done.
And not just that, because I don't think Ben's a spendthrift. I really don't. I think that he probably is kind of conservative with his money. Yeah, not like you and I, but conservative. But I think he takes care of his money. Let's just say the Steelers go and win a Super Bowl, okay? What's the chance they're going to repeat? And is he going to give that chance up? I don't think so. I think if they win a Super Bowl, and that's number three, man, he got a chance to win a fourth? Are you kidding me? I think there's no way he retires.
Ed, first I want to commend you publicly for the help you gave me at the game the other night. Let's take people behind the curtain. We're in the locker room, right? We're in the locker room. We go up to Le'Veon Bell. It's fresh off Mike Tomlin's part one and part two comments previewing the AFC championship game. And so I say to Le'Veon Bell something to the effect of, your coach was talking about New England, says you guys should win it. He gave some great quotes. And then I had that terrifying feeling that anybody in the business knows that you look down and realize that your tape recorder either wasn't on, or in this case, I didn't have the mic hooked up properly. And my eyes started darting around the locker room. Who else taped that? Who else taped that? I didn't think you did because it looked like you were taking notes, but you had the hidden tape. And then you gave it to me when you went back upstairs. What a man.
Joe, I've been there. So I know that feeling. I once did that with Jerome Bettis. I had a great interview with him, not after a game, but in the locker room. And then I walked out in the lobby. This is at Three Rivers Stadium, and I looked down, and my tape recorder was dead. It didn't work.
May I interject here and say I even have the savvy young news hound at the tender age of 23 even had this happen? I was dispatched by my current boss, who at that time was at a very different radio station, Ed. I was told to go interview Roy Jones Jr. at his training camp, like down in Bridgeville, I think, somewhere. And I got through all of my questions that I had laid out, and he gave pretty good answers. And I, to my horror, realized like 5 minutes later, and I had carved out this little time to interview him that nothing had recorded, that I had forgotten to like double press a button. To my astonishment, he and his manager agreed to do it over, and he gave me better answers the second time.
It's happened to everybody, Chris. And to finish my story, Jerome came walking through. He had his leather jacket on. He was going home for the day. I went up sheepishly to him. I said, Jerome, I screwed up. My tape recorder didn't work. He said, sit down. And we redid it.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, he bailed me out, too. But, Joe, that's twice now I helped you last week. I should be carrying your bag around.
What else happened? I can't remember.
I steered you toward a story on Alejandro Villa and the Whalers.
Ah, you did? That's right.
What's the sports writer equivalent of carrying the pads like they used to make rookies do? Would you have to carry everyone's laptops and their pens and pencils and stuff, notepads?
Two saves. You're two for two last week, Ed.
Yeah, well, I enjoy that part of it. I do.
And they call me the
savvy. Ideas. I got ideas.
Yeah.
Just ask.
Well, speaking of this game coming up here, a couple guys. Do we see Juju? That's number one. I guess that's the primary question for me. The other one would be Joe Hayden talking about coming back maybe for the Patriots game. Not that he talked about it, but that's sort of a feeling. Do you think that'll happen? And do you think it's wise? He says he needs 2 days to get ready. So do you think it's wise to throw him into a game with 2 days of practice?
You know, I saw him walking in the locker room yesterday. He had nothing on his legs, no braces or anything. And he looked like he was walking pretty good. But walking and trying to defend receivers out there in the field are a little different. That's 2 weeks from Sunday. I'm going to guess no. He won't be ready for the New England game, Joe. You know, he's gonna be out for a while. He needs to practice a little bit. That's just my guess, is that no. But I don't know. You know, that's a big game, but it's not the big game.
No, it's just part one. How about Juju?
I have a story up there right now that says the Steelers are getting their Juju back.
Nice.
Yep. It's on the postgazette.com right now.
I think I'll go to it right now. It's very exciting.
Ed, what did you make of Mike Tomlin being willing to talk about the elephant in the room, to do the part one, the part two stuff? I liked it. I thought it was refreshing to hear somebody say what most of the fans seem to be saying. What was your thought?
Chris, I agree with you to a point. And I wrote about this for the Sunday Post Gazette, and Lord knows anymore. I think they put it up on Friday. But anyway, I was stunned he said it. I've never, all my years of covering football, ever heard a coach talk about a game coming up in 3 weeks. Never. It's always, we play them one at a time. Our biggest opponent is our next opponent. I've never heard that. Refreshing? Yeah, in a way, it was. It's carried some of us all the way through the week, partly, you know. But it surprises me. Being around him 11 years, being around any coach, up there in Foxborough, I guarantee you that Belichick will have that quote distributed somewhere or another before the game. We should win it all.
How about the teams they played before then, and the fact that he's already previewing the?
I wrote about that on Sunday too, Joe. You're good. It's like blowing past two AFC North opponents.
Yeah.
You know, they talk big about these teams, and then they blow right past them. If I'm Marvin Lewis and Harbaugh, same thing. I'm showing them everything they have. And if there's any psychology in the game of football, I'd use it to the max.
Ed, I have to ask one more quick question with like a minute left or not even. Isn't it really, though? You can psych everybody out to the max, but it's a lot different if the team you're playing, say, has Tyrod Taylor and they're getting that bulletin board material distributed than if they have Tom Brady. It's still the players who are making the difference, not words on a paper.
Or who was the quarterback for Chicago? Yeah. Who was the quarterback
Mike
for
Glennon.
Green Bay? Yeah. Who was the quarterback for Green Bay?
But they're not Tom Brady. That's what I'm if they lose, it won't be to the Patriots. It won't be because their feelings got hurt so they played their best game. It'll be because they have the best dude maybe ever.
Yeah, but you have your coach looking three games ahead. That's what I'm talking about. You know, maybe maybe the Dalton pulls one off on you in Cincinnati, and then gee, maybe Baltimore who's playing pretty good defense right now comes in and knocks you off your feet. Now you go into that game of the century with how many losses? Four instead of two.
I want Tomlin to preview next year's Super Bowl. That would be tremendous after the Bengals game.
Excellent. Yeah. You know, he got mad when Anthony Smith guaranteed a victory in New England once. And this is darn near close. We should win it all.
Ed, I unabashedly love it. And I love talking about it.
You have to.
Thank you for your time. I apologize for interrupting your Bettis story. Literally smack dab in the middle.
That's okay. I kept my train of thought.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, fellas. We'll see you. Joe, if you have any, if you need any ideas for stories, check in with me.
I will.
What a way to end.
He's had a hell of a week.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.